Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. And this week is episode 65. I'm quite proud of this podcast, and I hope that you will leave a review and subscribe so that you can hear everything over the period of time that I'll be podcasting. And there's no end date in sight for this one. So the topic today is thinking about the skills that you need to be successful as an entrepreneur. And I'm not going to limit this to online entrepreneurship. I believe what I'll talk about today is going to be very, very powerful and effective for any type of business that you set up. So when I came online in 2006, I felt that I didn't have skills. And that was completely untrue, but it was the way I felt, so that became my reality. And what I took a look at the very beginning, during those first few months, was technology and writing. For technology, I had been the computer person at the four schools I had taught at during the previous 20 years. People would always come to me when they wanted to have some information or somehow related to technology. And I loved being the computer person. I had written grants during my first and second years online, and I had four computers in my classroom in the mid-1980s, 85, 86, 87, during those years when most classrooms just had the one, if they were in California, given to them by Apple. But instead, I had the Apple computers that I had written the grants for, and I also had two PCs, and they were IBM at the time. And it was so much fun, and I went back to school. I was working on a master's degree in instructional technology, I believe it was, or maybe it was educational technology. Yeah, I guess that's what it was, educational technology. And when I came online, I decided not to complete that master's program because when I went in and talked to them in the counseling office, I said, I'm starting a business online now, and I know less than nothing about the technology required. What I've been learning in this program, most of the time I'm realizing now that it was the professor or the instructor or a teaching assistant that helped me complete the majority of the projects. And they were shocked that I wouldn't finish my final semester and receive the master's, but it was the right thing for me to do at the time. So I came online, and I was just overwhelmed by WordPress and HTML sites and a program called Dreamweaver that was so hard for me to try to navigate, and something called FrontPage, which was fairly easy, but it took a lot of time, and it was very limited, extremely limited. So technology was a skill that I didn't have that I felt that I needed to learn, and I tried to learn. I made big efforts to learn and finally turned that over to a tech person. The first year I bartered for my work that was with her, and I helped her with marketing, and that was a wonderful experience for both of us. The second year I began paying her, and finally, I have, you know, I started building a team of people. But the second thing that I looked at was writing. And I was someone who wanted to write from the time I was maybe 11 or 12 years old. I thought of myself and saw myself as a potential writer. Yet, I did very little writing. And as I got older, I wanted to be a writer even more and wrote even less. So that didn't work out. I came online and I realized I would need to write. I would need to write short articles and blog posts, short at that time being 250 words, which if you think about that, that's really, really short. And what happened was I got the practice that I needed, so the writing improved. The technology, I had to let it go by the wayside. I learned a few basic things and turned it over to someone else. I outsourced it, but for the writing, I saw great value in me finally becoming a writer, which means I would write every day. And it began with those short articles. Now, I have to say, for the first couple of years online, I never thought of myself as an author, as someone that would write a book and publish a book. And it became easier and easier to do during that first period of time online. And I did indeed turn myself into a writer. So I want you to think about writing as a skill that you will focus on and that you will develop over time. So now let's talk a little bit more about writing. What about typing? I am a typing class dropout. So what that means is I've tried to learn to type many times, and I'm not sure if it's my dyslexia or just being uncoordinated or maybe not trying hard enough, because there is no try. There's only do, right? Yoda taught us that. So maybe I didn't do enough. But when Mavis Beacon finally let me down a few years ago, I decided that I would not learn to type. I would continue typing with two fingers. And I have to say that I'm pretty fast with two fingers. I seldom make a mistake. And now I didn't want to learn to type. That was my final decision, because it was going to mess up my flow. And I still believe that. So I believe for the remainder of my days here on planet Earth, I will be typing with two fingers. But for you, you may already be a touch typist, and that's a great thing. But if you're hunting and pecking, you won't hunt and peck forever, because finally you know where everything is. And your fingers get very, very fast. I use two index fingers for everything. I'm about to publish my 3 millionth word online, and I'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks. And it's because I'm writing every day. All right, so I talk on a regular basis about the things that I do, and everything else I outsource or it doesn't need to be done. And those things are writing, that we've already talked about. And I'm going to say that's at the top of the list, because not only writing blog posts and articles, but also books. I want you to consider writing a book. It's within everyone's reach at this point in time. I even have a program called the 10-Week Author Program that I've taught for about almost 4 years now. I do it twice a year, and you may be interested in that at some point in the future. So writing is important. Also, the emails that we write. And I send 10 emails a week, so that really adds up over time. I've sent thousands and thousands of email messages, and I save them all. They're all in a folder on Dropbox by year. So every year I know what it is I'm sending. So writing is super important for so many reasons. Also, social media updates, that's writing. The next part is creating, and we are all creative. My good friend, the late Jeff Hoff, that I co-authored two books on, and we had such a wonderful friendship over quite a few years, and he was the one that first taught a course on creativity and said that we're all creative, and I finally believed that of myself. I always thought of myself and described myself as someone who wasn't creative, and it's just not true. And one of the books we co-authored, The Inner Game of Internet Marketing, he talks about creativity in his section. So what are we creating online? We're creating products and courses and ideas on how to do our marketing so that we can reach more and more people in a way that will resonate with them. That takes creative thinking, and that's so much fun to be able to do. The third thing, so writing is the first, creating is the second. The third thing is marketing. Once you learn how to market, you'll make sales, because marketing leads to sales. Marketing is persuasion, explanation. It's taking a look at something from someone else's perspective, from their point of view, and figuring out how it could be very, very helpful to them. And if something isn't going to be helpful, then I don't market it. I know my audience pretty well at this point in time, and so that marketing ends up being very focused on people that are new or newer or in the process of growing an online business. They're entrepreneurs and authors and speakers and coaches and all kinds of things. The fourth thing is mentoring/learning. So I love being a mentor. A mentor, that word actually translates to teacher, and it's the teacher in me. I was a teacher formally for 20 years in the public schools in Los Angeles, And when I came online, I looked into coaching, and I even sat in on some introductory programs on how to be a coach. And I was turned off to coaching in a big, big way. I didn't see that as something that I would ever go into. But being a mentor means I'm a trusted friend slash advisor. And I describe what I do as being a stage mother, but in the most wonderful sense of that word, I take people under my wing and mentor them. And then the learning, we always want to be learning. Now, would I learn something right now about technology? No, because I have a teeny bit of knowledge, and that's all that I need to do everything that I do. So you want to be learning things that will be helpful to you with what you're going to be doing in your business, online or offline. Very, very important. So those are skills that you may already have developed to some point. And if so, that's wonderful. Expand upon that. If not, those are areas that I want you to focus on for skills. Let's talk about clerical work. If it's something that a clerical person could do, so secretarial, that type of thing, executive assistants, that's something typically that I won't do. It's not a good use of my time. Like setting up websites isn't a good use of my time. So think about what's a good use of your time. It's so wonderful to have virtual assistants. And it's funny, when I first heard that phrase, that term, a virtual assistant, I guess I thought it was a robot or some program or something that you would tell it what you wanted and it would do it. And very soon, during those first few months online, I realized it was a human being in some location in some part of the world doing things for you on your behalf that weren't a good use of your time. So now I have 21 people on my team that do a variety of things, including technical things and clerical and all types of things for me. So you may want to go that direction also. Product creation is an important skill to develop. You want to be able to have one idea. And this is where everyone that I've worked with over all these years, so hundreds and hundreds, hundreds of people I've mentored, they fall down in this area where they want to create a product or a course or a membership site that encompasses everything there is to know on that topic and subject matter. Don't do that. Choose one little slice, one little aspect of your topic and teach that. You can create a very simple product. I was working with a mentor group this past week, and I was showing them how I syndicate my content over to sites such as Medium. And look for me, I'm Connie Reagan Green on Medium.com. And you can actually subscribe to the articles I put there. I put 3 or 4 articles a week there, and those are the emails you would receive from Medium on my behalf. And as I was explaining and showing them how I first published to my blog, and then I take it over to social media, and then I take it over to Medium after Google has indexed it on my website. And as I was talking, I said, you know, this is something I could create a short product about. And as I talked, I began to show them more, and I was turning it into a product that would be too big. And I said, no, 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 let's just think of it as the beginning part, how to actually do this. And it could sell for $10 or $20. So think in terms of what's one thing that you're doing, that you know how to do, that you've had some success with, that you can teach other people how to do. And that can be your product creation. And think of yourself as a teacher. You're a teacher online. You're teaching other people what will work for them because it's working for you. And that's the key to all of that. So now let's talk about some softer topics around the skills. And I want you to think of it as bettering your best. I was in a contest called Better Your Best. I won the top prize, $25,000 cash. We were at the M Hotel in Las Vegas, which is about 10 miles south of the Las Vegas Strip, the main boulevard there. And this was in November of 2009. I've written about it various times. But in that contest, I had to improve upon what I was doing. So the contest, you didn't win based on how much money you made or anything like that, or the number of products that you had. You won if you had truly bettered your best during that year. And so with bettering your best, I want you to think about consistency, perseverance, focus, and positive attitude. So consistency means we don't try to do something and then actually do it for a few weeks or even a few months and then give up and say, no, that didn't work. No, consistency means you're doing it regularly. So with me, with writing blog posts, I'm doing that about 10 times a month. So about every 3 days. So that's my consistency. You can do it twice a month with consistency. That means you keep doing what you're working at. And that's how you'll see the improvement. You'll see the results. We can't expect overnight results in anything we do ever. You know, I think of myself learning to drive a car. It took a couple of people to teach me to drive a car. It was very confusing to my younger dyslexic self. And why didn't I quit? Why didn't I give up when the people became frustrated with me and I didn't want to ask them to help me learn to drive again? Because I wanted to do it so badly. Think of your business in the same way. If you want to do it badly enough, you'll be consistent. You'll stick with it until you have those results and that success. Perseverance, no matter what happens, we just keep moving forward. We just keep making it happen. And the things that you might consider as failures, just with your business, this applies to every area of life, but just with your business, the things that you might think of as failures, those are the best learning experiences for you. So don't think of it as failure. It's another way that didn't work, like Thomas Edison. He said he had found, I don't know, 1,000 ways that it didn't work for him, and then it worked. What if he had given up? What kind of world would we have? I guess someone else would have come along that would have had more consistency and perseverance and wanted to better their best. Also, focus. Don't let your focus be taken away by something that's a bright, shiny object, something that you think you might want to do, you're going to give it a try, you know, all these things that come into our mind. And for me, I took a look at printables and the idea of creating journals and planners and coloring pages. At one point in time, several years ago, it sounded exciting that I could add this to my business. And I realized that it was a bright, shiny object, that my focus needed to be on the things I was already doing that I loved that were working well for me. So what did I do? I outsourced that part of my business, and I have a site where I can sell journals and planners and coloring books and all kinds of things. So if you see yourself distracted and you're losing focus on what you set out to do primarily, see if that other thing, whatever that bright, shiny object is, if that's something that someone else could put together on your behalf and you could still profit from it and get some satisfaction from it. Positive attitude, so important. I had lots of negative self-talk all the way up until the time I came online. I saw in the first few months that it wasn't working for me. I told myself every morning all the reasons I could not do something and would not be successful. And as a result, I could not and was not, could not do those things and was not successful. So I stopped that in the first 3 months at the most online. And I really made, you know, a 180 turn on that and changed all of my negativeness over to positive attitude, positive self-talk, positive belief system, believed in myself more than ever. And that works. It's quite effective. So think about the skills that I've discussed here with you today and decide which ones of these things are ones that you want to do and need to do for the type of business that you have, that you're growing and building, or are these skills something that you would outsource? What will you become good at? And I tell people, I'm only doing regularly what I'm good at and what I love to do. The writing, the creating, the marketing, and the mentoring and learning. And I mentoring and learning, I see them as the flip side of each other, so I use them as one thing. So I want you to decide what's best for you, how you will proceed and navigate the waters of entrepreneurship and I would love nothing more than to hear from you. The best place to find me is at ConnieReaganGreen.com. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. Green is like the color, no E on the end, ConnieReaganGreen.com. Or find me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. Thank you again for being part of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing.